Welcome to the Ignite Your Fire podcast. My name is Eric Sorensen, and I am just so humbled that you'd be here today on the podcast. We're going to talk about one move that will change the entire course of your life. And the only reason why I know this move, because it's a move that I've made, and I've seen several other people in my world make this move with the exact same result. And we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Eric Sorensen. I post a video every day to be able to help inspire you to ignite the fire that is inside of you and help you get to a place where you want to be in the future, especially if you're not where you want to be right now. You know, some people say that igniting a fire is motivation. You know, I believe that motivation is a spark, but that's really where it starts. Motivation and getting that spark and then creating consistency in your life will ultimately lead you to do some great things and have an incredible life. So let's dive in, because today I have been thinking about this for a long time, and I just got off a webinar with about 100 business owners, teaching them on some things to help them grow and scale their business. And at the end, I realized something at a depth that I had never really realized about what we're going to be talking about. You know, and you know, if you followed me for a little while or you listen to the podcast, you know that everything in my entire life changed about 6 or 7 years ago, 2018, 2019. And before that, I always had a really good life. I was a business owner. I had built several businesses. I had some successes, some failures, had some successes in my personal life and some failures in my personal life. And, you know, I came to a point where after I had exited a business, that I realized I had spent so much time building businesses that when I exited the business that I was in, I felt like I exited myself. You know, when you put your purpose on what you do, when what you do stops, your purpose stops as well. Or at least the feeling of the purpose that you had stops. And it was the greatest moment of my life to exit that business because, you know, I sold it for about 3, maybe 4 weeks, and everything changed. I went downhill fast, because when you are living a life that you feel there's no purpose, no why behind the things you're doing or things you're trying to do, well, guess what happens? It's really easy to start feeling like depressed and feeling like there's nothing ahead for you in the future, like your future isn't bright because you don't really have a purpose. You don't have anything that you can really live for. And that's how bad it got for me, to the point where I had no idea where to go. And in a very dark time, I made a decision. I made a decision that changed the entire course of my life. And I made the one move that, by the way, didn't know at the time, had no clue it would lead me to where I am today, including speaking to you on this very podcast. Because the guy, the Eric of me from 7 years ago, would never speak on a podcast, would never create a podcast, would never do a TED talk like I did, would never write books like I write, would never be on a stage speaking to audiences or creating a mastermind. That guy would not exist 7 years ago and wouldn't even recognize who I am today. You know, I heard it once said, and it's really powerful, that if you're not embarrassed by who you were a week ago or a year ago, then you're not growing enough. Oh, I love that. That is just so, so good. So I'm there in this very, very dark time, and I had a decision. I'm struggling. I don't know where to go. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I need to do or even how to do it. I don't know what my next move is. And I just feel completely lost. Any of you ever felt this before, where you're completely lost? And I remember at that time I had to fly to Mississippi, and I got on an airplane. And as I got on the airplane, I mean, it was cloudy, and there was a storm going on. There was lightning and thunder. And that's always a scary thing when you're getting on an airplane about to fly into a thunderstorm. And I'll never forget, we took off, and I was feeling this darkness inside. And I look out the window of the airplane, and it's the same thing. That darkness matched the darkness that was inside of me. And the plane is completely shaking. It's going up and it's going down. It's just, and it's crazy, because if you've ever experienced that before, all you can think about is that the fact that, am I going to crash? What's going to happen here? It's dark. People are screaming in the airplane. It's not a great experience. And it's tough to think of anything positive when you're in the middle of the darkness. And it was interesting to me how much the darkness outside the airplane and that experience matched the darkness that was inside of me. Any of you had this experience before? But something incredible happened just a few minutes later. We eventually got a high enough altitude that we went through the clouds. And if you experience this, you know exactly what happens next. The darkness went away. The sun was shining. I could see the clouds beneath me. And all of a sudden I could see for hundreds of miles. And it was a beautiful, gorgeous day. And the sun was shining on top of the clouds. And I thought about that. How can I get above the clouds of the darkness of my life the same way that that airplane did? And I knew that I had two choices. Number one, I can allow this darkness of my life to destroy me, or I can allow it to define me. Which will I choose? I've seen a lot of friends that are in the same exact situation or similar situation where darkness entered their life and they chose for it to destroy them. And it is such a tragedy because inside of them is so much potential. Inside of you is so much potential. Do you have any idea how powerful and how incredible you are? I love the quote by Marianne Williamson that says, "It is not our darkness, but our light that frightens us most." And I believe that because it's amazing what you actually have inside of you and the potential that you have. And I had felt that too in my own life. So I made a choice. I'm going to allow this to define me, but I didn't know where to go or just still didn't know how to get out of this darkness. So I decided for some reason to reach up as high as I could. I looked at people that had what I wanted to have or were living the life and became their potential. And I decided like, I need to start following them. I need to start following the path that led them to them. And come to find out that every single one of those people that I started following or even investing in had a similar experience to me, but sometimes even worse. All came from very dark, very challenging backgrounds. And they chose to rise. They chose to get on top of the clouds and ride them in the sunshine after going through the darkness. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be an incredible life after that or that everything's going to go well all the time and there will never be struggles ever again. But it does mean that you will be equipped with the tools necessary in order for you to get out of struggle. And the one move I made is the one move I'm suggesting you to this. And when I say it, you're going to dismiss it and you're going to say, "That's it? That's all, Eric? That's all I'm going to learn today? Like that's really the one thing that will change my life more than anything else?" Yeah, it actually is. And sometimes, isn't it the simple and small things that make the biggest impact in our life? Here's what it is. And I want you to write this down and I want you to internalize this because I'm telling you right now that because of this one move, the life I have today is dramatically better and dramatically different than the life I had just 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. And it will change your life too. And here it is. Three words: invest in yourself. I'm going to repeat that. Invest in yourself. You'll be shocked at the world that will open up to you when you invest in yourself. In fact, there was a study that was done by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. I think it was his, if I remember right, I think it was his thesis in the university that he was attending. I think he went to Clemson University for his doctorate, if I remember right. And he wrote about it in, I believe, Be Your Future Self Now, which, by the way, if you haven't had a chance to read it, that is an incredible book for you to read. And he looked at specifically entrepreneurs that all of a sudden had a breakthrough that sort of got this principle that I'm trying to teach to you. And the trigger point in almost every one of the cases was there was a moment where they decided to invest in themselves. And most of the time it was financial and everything changed for them. In fact, I created a group called Platinum Partners. You probably heard me talk about it, that others invest in themselves inside of that group. And our goal is to help them rise to their potential, help them get to where they want to be. And it is so powerful because they're investing themselves just like I did. And I invested in myself. And you don't have to have, you know, $25,000 or $50,000 to be able to do this. You can literally invest in yourself by investing in a book, for example, that is in harmony with where you want to go. But there's a few keys to do this the right way. And if you stay with me, you're going to be amazed at the end, like where it will actually lead you to. So first step to invest in yourself is get crystal clear about what you want. I'm not even asking for you to understand what your purpose is yet or get crystal clear about your purpose. That will come later. But first, you must know exactly what you want. If you don't know what you want, if you don't know like what's ahead of me, like why am I not exactly where I want to be? Well, where do you want to be? Who do you want to become? What do you want or who do you want to become? You have to get clear about that. And a great that is to simply think about your ideal perfect day 5 years from now. Like, take a minute, unless if you're driving. If you're driving, please don't do this. But if you're not driving, close your eyes for just a minute. I want you to think about something. I want you to like think about, okay, it's 5 years from now. The year is 2029. Where are you waking up? Who are you waking up to next? Next, if anyone. What car are you driving to work? Where are you going to work? If you own a company, what is the company like? What are you wearing? What vacation did you just come back from? Like, picture your ideal perfect day in great detail. What are you doing from the time you wake up at whenever you wake up, 6 a.m. to the time you go to bed at 10 or 11 o'clock at night? And everything in between. Your ideal perfect day. How much money is in your bank account? Do you have any kids? How old are they? What are they doing? What are you doing with your life? What are you walking on a stage? Do you have your own business? Are you helping others? Did you create a nonprofit? What is your ideal perfect day? As you do this, here's what's going to happen. In fact, I did this with a client just yesterday, and I could sense there was a massive amount of resistance when she was going through this exercise. And I said to her, I said, there's a reason why it's hard for you to envision this, because you don't believe you can actually become that or actually have that perfect day. The only thing standing between you and your perfect ideal day in the future, who you want to become and everything you want to do, is to actually believe you can do it. I know it sounds really simplistic, but here's the reason why, because you will always act in accordance with the beliefs that you have. If you believe in something versus not believe in something, are you going to approach it differently? If you believe that investing in yourself will actually get you to where you want to be in the future, you think you're going to do it? Yeah. But if you don't, will you do it? No. Because for 15 years before this moment in my life, I did not believe it. Therefore, I did not invest in myself at all. Didn't read a book. Didn't go to a seminar. Didn't do any of those things for 15 years from college to the time that this happened to me. Because I did not believe it. I probably believed a little bit in some way that it would improve my life a little bit, but I had no idea the impact ultimately that it would make. And it was life-changing, absolutely life-changing. I mean, the fact that just a few weeks ago I gave a TED Talk was shocking to me. Like, that's something that I would have never thought I would have ever done. And to me, that was a big thing. And I didn't even actually seek it. Somebody came out after they heard me speak in Atlanta and asked me if I wanted to be on a TED stage. And they were part of one of the TED committees and they made it happen. Wow, I wasn't even seeking that. But incredible things in my life in direct correlation with my purpose and my mission have happened because of this one decision of investing in myself. And I'm telling you right now, invest in yourself, but get to know what you want. Create your ideal perfect day and remove the resistance. As if you feel it's impossible, okay, well, guess what? Imagine the impossible. For one moment, set aside that you can't just say to myself, what's the ideal day if I could never fail? What's the ideal day if I could absolutely have everything that I want? And don't let yourself hold you back. And I want you to do that after this podcast and write down that ideal perfect day. And then what happens, that will create an incredible vision for your future. That'll create something that can pull you towards that future. And you'll be shocked, if you truly believe it, how little things will start happening into your life to pull you to that ideal future. I will tell you right now, if your experience is anything like mine, here's what's going to happen at first. You're going to create that ideal perfect day. You're going to start marching towards it, and things are going to get very difficult. I don't know if it's God's way of, you know, trying you, or if testing you to see if that's really truly what you want. But if you can push through, ignite that fire that's inside of you and push through that resistance, it's so powerful. There's a guy that I discovered just a little while ago. I can't even remember his name. He's incredible. His formula for success is, okay, have a burning desire, kind of like Napoleon Hill talks about, but desire plus removing the resistance equals the result you want in life, desired result. In other words, his full idea, and it, I think there's a lot of neuroscience that backs this up, is it's not about just marching towards it. It's about removing that resistance, the fear, the non-belief that's actually keeping you from your ideal future self, not about just marching towards your ideal future self, which is really powerful. And I found that to be true in my life, especially if you're creating your ideal future day and you feel the resistance. It's unbelievable, like, how much you could accomplish when you remove that resistance that's there. So that's the first step, is just create a clear vision for who you want to become in the future. And then you have a North Star. Then you have something to actually guide you. And I have to tell you right now, that sounds simple, but most people don't know what they want. Most people don't. You know, and all the people that I talk to in coaching or in business, most don't know what they want. Sure, they know they want like a better family, or they want to have a better relationship with their wife, or better relationships, or more money in the bank, but that's not clarity. That's not knowing what you want. You know, things like more or better are not clarity. Clarity is exactly who you want to become, exactly what you want in the future, and create a clear vision for it and write it down. Once you do that, some incredible things are going to start to happen, and you can start marching towards that by trying to remove the resistance. But then the next step is invest in yourself with gurus or people or with me, if you feel that they're aligned with getting you to that ideal future. And this is exactly what I did. I went a little crazy, and you don't have to do this, but I spent, I added it up at one point. I might've talked about this before, but it was something like $341,000 in personal development in the last 4 years of my life. Yeah. That's how much I was into this. That's how much I was in pain and needed to get out and need, and how much I really wanted to be consistent with my purpose. I didn't care about the money. I would have gone completely dead broke just to get out of the pain and the frustration and to know what my purpose is. But the opposite happened. By investing in the money, all of a sudden, you know, Inc. Magazine named my company the fastest growing companies in America in 2022, and then in 2023, and it's going to happen again in 2024. Incredible doors and incredible things happened. And now I'm in a place where the person that I was a few years ago would not even recognize. The other thing that's going to happen is an entirely new world that's going to open up to you that you did not know existed. You're going to learn things that you didn't even know were there. You're going to start having the desire to do it. And there will be a temptation, I can tell you right now, that you're going to want to fall into. You're going to start loving it so much that you're going to be so consumed by it that that's all that you're going to want to do. So be really careful about that, because just knowledge itself is awesome, but knowledge will not get you to where you want to go. Knowledge is a start. It's taking knowledge and strategically applying it to action that will get the result that you want, not the knowledge itself. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. It's when you add action to that knowledge and make the important decisions based on that knowledge where everything changes for you. And that's the difference, is applying that knowledge. So all of these things will start opening up in your world, and you will be shocked at the things that you'll learn. You'll discover, oh my goodness, we could talk for 2 hours on this subject, but you'll discover some things about yourself that you never thought existed. You'll discover what the real problem in your life is. You'll discover what you're really faced, what you're really facing, what the true adversary is. You'll discover why you do the things you do, and why you make the decisions that you make, and how to change them. You'll discover what drives all human behavior. There are just so many things that are incredible, and you'll start noticing patterns in others. But the coolest thing is when you decide to rise to your calling and your purpose, most if not all the time, that's going to include improving others' lives around you, or at least helping other people wake up to their potential and helping them rise to their potential. And there is no more joy that I've ever experienced in my life than acting in direct alignment and harmony with my purpose, my mission, who I know I must become. It is such an incredible feeling, and it will affect your family relationships in a positive way. It'll affect your business or your career in a positive way, and it will help you find the trail to happiness, and you'll feel more fulfilled than you've ever felt in your life. That does not mean, by the way, that there will not be rocks and pebbles on the way, that there will not be challenges and struggles, but you'll be armed with tools that you didn't have before in order for you to get past those struggles. It is so powerful, and it is so life-changing. And I am a living testament of the power of investing in oneself. I'm telling you, there is a transformation in that transaction when you finally decide to invest in yourself. So if you're in that situation where you're struggling, or you aren't where you need to be, where you know you must be, and by the way, that would probably be most of the people that are living today. most of the people are living average lives. I mean, that's okay if that's what you want. But if you're different and you feel like you have that calling, like you must be pulled to something different, then you must invest in yourself. It is the one thing that I can look that I've done in the last 40 some odd years of my life that made the biggest impact and that changed the entire trajectory of my life and brought more happiness and harmony and alignment than anything else. It was investing in myself. And now I'm watching people that are in my groups that are doing the same thing. And it is bringing me more joy to watch their lives change or their businesses change and them making incredible decisions that were courageous and stepping up to the plate and swinging. Wow. That to me brings even more joy than what I received when I was doing that very thing. And when I am doing that very thing, you know, I truly believe that we're here in this life, not just to serve ourselves, but to serve others. But in order to serve others, you must get yourself on a higher plane. You must bring more light into your life that you can give light. And it's an endless reservoir. The more light you have, the more light you can give. The more elevated you are, the more you can give of yourself. The more that there is of you, it's just like this constant road of expansion. And it is shocking that it is just an endless well of positive impact that you can make in your life as you invest in yourself, which allows you to invest in others and help them to invest in their long-term happiness and joy. And ultimately, isn't it about having an extraordinary life? Isn't it really about living an extraordinary life and doing and having and being anything you want to do, have, and be? So I hope this information is helpful. I hope that this ignites a spark into you to take that step and invest in yourself. And if you want to join in one of my programs, go to ericsorensen.com. Or if you want a copy of my book, go to commitfirstbook.com. You can get it for free. You just have to pay shipping handling. That's commitfirstbook.com. Or follow me on Instagram. Let's be friends. Let's chat online. And hopefully our paths will cross in our journey here in the near future. Thanks, guys. That's it for today. We'll see you in the next episode.